you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Congratulations! You've passed the 1% treaty. Now you've got $27.2 billion per year flowing into the 1% treaty fund. That's the good news. The bad news is that humans are involved. Not all of it is available for allocation. First, the automatic deductions. Think of these as the cost of convincing humans to stop killing each other tax. 10%, or $2.72 billion, goes to Victory Incentive Alignment bond investors to repay campaign funders. 10%, or $2.72 billion, is allocated for political incentives to keep politicians aligned. The remaining 80%, totaling $21.8 billion, is available for wishocracy. This is what you get to allocate. How do you stop parasitic special interests from stealing that $21.8 billion? If history is any guide, you don't. Every pool of money humanity has ever created has attracted lobbyists the way a dropped ice cream cone attracts ants. Except ants at least work hard. Wishocracy replaces committees with code and representatives with mathematics. It lets 8 billion people collectively decide how to spend $21.8 billion without turning it into a bureaucratic nightmare. The difference between this and the NIH is like asking 200 bureaucrats what you should have for lunch versus asking your stomach. Your stomach has never once funded a colleague's lunch out of professional courtesy. On my home planet, also called Washonia, because we named the system after ourselves, which your species would call branding, we've been running Wishocracy for 4,297 years. It still works. How Wishocracy allocates the 1% treaty fund? Decentralized crowdfunding. Your Decentralized Institutes of Health, or DIH, network functions as a decentralized crowdfunding platform. Anyone can submit a campaign proposal. Wishocracy allocates funds from the 1% treaty fund across competing campaigns. It's Kickstarter, but backed by the GDP of nations instead of your friend's credit card. What your DFDA, a decentralized FDA, handles automatically, no voting required. Which treatments get tested? Companies register and patients choose. Capitalism, for once, doing something useful. Which diseases get researched? Patients join trials for their conditions. People tend to be motivated about their own mortality. Resource allocation within trials. Market prices and participant choices. What Wishocracy actually decides. The hard stuff. Allocation across campaign proposals competing for the 1% treaty fund funds. Infrastructure campaigns. The boring but essential plumbing. The Decentralized Framework for Drug Assessment Development is a $1 billion per year proposal. The EPIC Electronic Health Record, or EHR, integration project is a $5 million one-time cost. US Infrastructure Services costs $3 million per year. The Security Audit Program costs $2 million per year. An alternative DFDA, a decentralized FDA, costs $8 million per year. Competition, novel concept for government.
Public goods, things the market won't fund because nobody gets rich curing diseases that don't sell pills. The Patient Trials Subsidies Program receives $800 million per year, automatic formula. Off-patent drug research receives $20 billion per year. Rare Disease Initiative receives $10 billion per year. Negative Results Publishing Fund receives $5 billion per year. Yes, knowing what doesn't work is worth billions. Your species keeps rerunning failed experiments because nobody publishes failures. Service Provider Bids. Capitalism, but supervised. Data Storage Provider A bids $2 billion per year. Data Storage Provider B bids $1.5 billion per year, competing. The Pragmatic Clinical Trials Insurance Pool has a $10 billion reserve. How it works? Pairwise comparisons between campaigns. No committee on Earth has ever looked at a list of 10,000 proposals and made a good decision. Committees are where good ideas go to die of old age. Instead, the global population votes using pairwise comparisons. What's more important right now? Framework for drug assessment development versus an Alzheimer's prize? Epic integration versus security audits? Rare disease research versus an alternative drug assessment framework? Patient subsidies versus infrastructure spending? Millions of people make simple, pairwise choices. The algorithm aggregates preferences into funding allocations. No filibustering, no horse trading, no senators holding medical research hostage because they want a highway in their district. Why you can't just use a spreadsheet? Someone is going to ask, why not just write a formula? Because the decisions look like this. Multiple competing implementations. Three teams want to build the drug assessment platform. Which one? All three? Two? The one with the best logo? Trade-offs between prizes. $100 billion for aging reversal or $50 billion for Alzheimer's plus $50 billion for cancer. There is no correct answer. There is only what humanity collectively values, which is exactly what Wishocracy measures. Public goods allocation. How much for off-patent drugs versus rare diseases? Markets won't answer this because there's no profit in it. Service provider competition. Which companies get contracts for what amounts? Your decentralized FDA allocates resources within pragmatic clinical trials. Wishocracy allocates resources between campaigns. One is the engine, the other is the steering wheel. You need both unless you enjoy driving into walls. The core of Wishocracy is a voting method so simple, even a congressman could do it, though we'd recommend they practice first. It's called aggregated pairwise preference allocation, or simply, the pairwise slider allocation. Your brain can't rank a list of 20 priorities. It gives up around item number 7, but it's fantastic at comparing two things. Instead of asking, rank these 10,000 campaign proposals, the system asks, what's more important right now? Decentralized FDA protocol development or security audits? You make a choice. That's it. You do this a few times with different random pairs. It takes 5 minutes, less time than you spend choosing a Netflix show, and considerably more important. Millions of other people do the same. An algorithm takes all these simple head-to-head comparisons and builds a real-time ranking of infrastructure and public goods priorities. Remember, Wishocracy doesn't allocate between diseases. Patients do that by choosing which trials to join. Wishocracy allocates between infrastructure campaigns and public goods that markets can't handle. It's the wisdom of crowds, but without the crowds having to talk to each other. Why this actually works? Math warning. Random pairs prevent gaming. You can't lobby 5 million people. Well, you can try. Good luck. Statistical models, Bradley Terry, PageRank, extract global preferences from individual comparisons. The same math that ranks Google search results can rank humanity's medical priorities. Google uses it to find cat videos. You'll use it to cure cancer.
progress. Outliers cancel out. The guy who votes fund my personal jetpack gets drowned out by the millions voting for cure my mother's Alzheimer's. Wisdom of crowds emerges. Reliably, repeatedly, boringly. Example with real numbers. 5 million people vote. Each makes 20 comparisons. That's 100 million data points. Algorithm processes them in seconds. Output: allocate 40% to patient subsidy programs, 25% to decentralized FDA protocol development, 15% to off-patent drug research, 10% to rare disease initiatives, 5% to security infrastructure, 5% to negative results publishing. No committee meetings were harmed in the making of this budget. It's democracy without the shouting. The stupidity is still there, but it's evenly distributed across millions of people and thus cancels out. This is called the wisdom of crowds. It works for the same reason that guessing the weight of a cow at a fair works. Individually, you're all terrible at it, but collectively, you're weirdly accurate. About half of the 10,000 civilizations I've worked with use some version of this. The other half voted against it, which turned out to be the last thing they voted on. From priorities to projects, where wishes become tasks. Great, so the pairwise slider allocation tells you curing Alzheimer's is a top priority. Wonderful. Now what? Having a priority without a plan is just a wish, and wishes, as a rule, don't cure anything. Wishocracy translates that priority into action. AI breaks it down. An AI takes the impossible goal of cure Alzheimer's and breaks it into thousands of smaller, concrete, fundable tasks. Cure Alzheimer's becomes map protein structures. That becomes run AlphaFold on these sequences. That becomes rent computing time. Every impossible problem is just a series of possible steps arranged in a line. Your species figured this out for building pyramids 4,500 years ago, but keeps forgetting to apply it to medicine. The bounty board. The system posts these tasks to a global marketplace. It's like eBay, but for saving humanity. Wanted: a cure for Alzheimer's. Bounty: $10 billion. Wanted: a map of all protein misfolding patterns. Bounty: $500 million. The world competes. The best teams from around the world, from MIT to some kid in a garage in Lagos, bid on these tasks. The system funds multiple approaches in parallel. The ones that show promise get more funding. The ones that fail lose funding instantly. It's venture capital, but for not dying. Your species already uses this method for deciding which restaurants survive and which phone apps get downloaded. Time to try it with the thing that kills you. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true. They don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye. War and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true. They don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty.
If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to waronDisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.